Welcome, everyone, to RF Sports Radio. This is a special broadcast for us. We are live right now in Oklahoma City at Chesapeake Arena for the NBA Finals. I'll be joined by my co-host, Royce, here in just a second. As soon as we can get our technical difficulties worked out and get him on, in the background, you hear the NBA going on right now. David Stern's about to deliver his press conference right before we start the finals, and we're going to get you guys up to date and also caught up on everything going on. Let me bring Royce on. Royce is in the melee of all the media people.
Royce, and Rod, can you hear me? And I can hear you right. You're absolutely right. What a melee, man. I mean, the crowds are out. Beautiful sunny day in Oklahoma City. It looks like everybody in the city is out.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we apologize for the sound. We're having to use the NBA's communication devices, which, let's just say, they could be a little bit better. What you think, Royce?
Yeah, they're absolutely. with about 100 journalists here.
But this is the milestone for us, our second time covering the finals, our first time being able to broadcast live at the finals right here before game one. A couple of numbers I got, Royce, that I picked up. You know, the media always get some pretty good things. Do you realize that 215 countries will be seeing the NBA Finals? That's 47
wow.
languages.
Wow, that's pretty big. Is that bigger than the Super Bowl? Should be close.
Yeah, I think the Super Bowl is still pretty much bigger. I really do. I think the Super Bowl is still bigger. As we watch a couple of guys go in and David Stern getting ready to talk. Let's talk about the game, Royce. Game one, we watched both of these teams throughout the entire season. We saw the Mavericks actually a year ago today win a championship over the Miami Heat. Now they have a chance to do it again, but this time they'll face a tough Oklahoma City team. Royce, let me ask you, for the Heat themselves, what are you expecting to see and what do you think they have to do to steal a game here?
We're running, number one, they have to play defense. They're going to have to find some kind of way to stop this Oklahoma City Thunder barrage of shooters. These guys can shoot anywhere on the court. They can play any kind of game. They can play up and down. They can play fast. They can play half-court defense. So I think the main priority is for the Miami Heat to play defense.
Yeah, I think that's their main priority. And they're going to have to play defense against a team that's a little bit different than the Boston Celtics. The Celtics like to run that half-court offense, but, you know, the Thunder like to run and gun up and down the court, doing their type of game, similar to what the Heat can do on turnovers. So it will be interesting. I think, you know, defensively, you bring up a good point. They got to figure out who's going to guard the three of the Thunder. Who do you think is going to be their defensive player that steps up and takes on Kevin Durant when he gets hot, or Russell Westbrook when he gets hot, and James Harden, of course?
Well, that's a good question. I'm pretty sure they use Battier and a few other guys. But I'm worried about who's going to stick Kevin Durant. You know, they do have some good defensive guys in Oklahoma City. They got Sefolosha, Kevin Durant can play him. You know, we saw him play Kobe Bryant in the Lakers series. And we saw Sefolosha guard not only Dirk Nowitzki, but Jason Terry and everybody on the Mavericks team. He's seen have done a great job. And I'm going to want anxious to see how Miami matches up.
The Heat got a lot they have to do that, to exercise those ghosts from last season. Even Eric Spoelstra today, when he was asked about last year, the fact that they were first-timers and what they're going to have to do this season, he said they talked about it on the plane. So I think I mentioned this the last couple of times. You can never take it for granted getting to this point. You know, one of the trips that we thought we were sure going to go when our staff was in 2005 when we lost in Game 7 at home. So he's been there with the organization through those thick and thin times, and he was there as the head coach when the Mavericks pulled the shocker, won 4-2. So you got to wonder the mental makeup of this team now that they have to realize they have to do it again back in the finals, and this time they're not the home team.
And you're absolutely right, not right. For them to have to come back again after coming there last year being defeated by the Dallas Mavericks, having to make this return, you know, it's hard enough to get back to the playoffs. But not only just to make it back to the playoffs, also you have to win it. And for them to make it back, it's a big feat. But I think it'd be a big disappointment if they don't win.
Yeah. It's going to be a big disappointment. And we got a lot more to talk about as the finals and stuff go on. Let's jump to the other side of the ball before we get into the matchups. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, their first time here, and you can tell when we pulled up, the amount of traffic and people on the streets of Oklahoma City downtown tonight, this is an epic thing for them.
Well, Rodney, I think they're something that they want to get used to. But you can tell this is the first time this franchise has went, because this whole city is in an uproar. It's hot as it's Oklahoma City weather up here, that's for sure. It's hot, but that doesn't seem to be stopping people from coming out. You know, as we talked last time about the arena here, a lot of people watch the games outside. I think they're going to do it this time. They're going to view them outside. But we're talking about thousands and thousands of people down there.
I know. Just to be
in the area.
You know, the biggest thing I saw was everyone outside, everyone kind of getting involved with the whole atmosphere, everything. They always do the Thunder Alley. And for the team themselves, they got to be caught up in the same hoopla as well, too. They got to the Western Conference Finals and last year, getting some good experience, losing 4-1 to Dallas. And now they finally come over that hurdle, and they go through the three top teams in the West to do it, San Antonio, Dallas, and L.A. So I think they've had a lot of different competition. You think that's going to help them here in the finals?
And, you know, that's going to be a big thing for Scott Brooks to do, is to hold this team down. I know last year they did go to the finals, but this is a much, much bigger stage right now. And it's the first time. Do the guys have jitters when they come out on the floor? I mean, this is probably the biggest game of your life. Or do they come out to Oklahoma City team we saw all year to come down and dominate? We know Miami is used to playing on the big stage. The thing is Oklahoma ready to play on the big stage?
Yeah. So, in your opinion, what do you think is going to happen? You think they'll be ready for this type of occasion? Or
well, Rodney, the way this season started this year, we didn't know we were going to even have one. Nothing surprised me now. I was surprised to see Boston even in the playoffs. But, you know, we kind of expected Miami to be here. And for Oklahoma City to make it, we knew they were the second-best team in the West. But, listen, nothing's going to surprise me today. The other day after the game, I went wild after LeBron James' performance. I also went wild after Kevin Durant swept the San Antonio Spurs. I'm looking for a wild tonight, too, Rodney.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of wild. If we don't have it on the court, we're going to definitely have it in the crowd. And
right.
The crowd is amped up and ready to go. Let's get into the matches real quick. Again, I want to remind everyone, you can follow us on the web at rfsportsradio.com or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rfsportsradio. Let's get into the matches real quick, Royce. What do you think about this LeBron and perhaps Durant matchup we're going to see?
I would love to see that. I think at some point or another we'll see that on the floor, whether they switch or not. I don't know if that's what the coach is going to do, but why not lock up the two best players in the world head-to-head?
Yeah. Who do you think is going to draw the assignment of guarding Kevin Durant?
My thing is, it's going to be Kevin Westbrook. It's going to be Westbrook. Him
as
and Tom.
As far as guarding, who's going to guard Durant?
That's a good question right now. I have no idea. Do you have a clue?
You know what? I think the Heat is smart. They'll let LeBron guard him. You know, I know that may wear him out a little bit, but LeBron's a little bit bigger. He can bang on him a little bit. Kevin's not the biggest of guys, and maybe if he gets some frustrated, maybe he can make the other guys beat you, Westbrook or James Harden.
But the only thing about that, Rodney, you can't get your stars in the foul trouble. We know that can happen to either LeBron or Kevin Durant. I'm more interested in the Chambers-Westbrook matchup. In order for Oklahoma to win, Westbrook has to dominate Chambers. And in order for Miami to win, Chambers has to be pretty good against Westbrook. I know he's not going to match him point for point, but he had to display some great defense on him.
You know, a lot of people are talking about this Westbrook-Chalmers matchup. I think Westbrook is a better point guard than Mario Chalmers. Don't you think, if anything, Chalmers may get into foul trouble trying to guard a guy that quick?
And you're absolutely right, Rodney. But, you know, we did see some slight brilliance performance out of Chalmers in the playoffs. He's not consistent at doing that. We know that Westbrook is always in attack mode. He's going to always be attacking the basket, and it's going to be a big assignment.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge assignment. What about Dwayne Wade? Who do you think is going to be able to stop him or guard him, or who's going to guard LeBron James for that matter? Their big three.
Well, I'm going on the assumption that Dwayne Wade is a little bit limpy. You know, in the past couple of games, he hadn't started out very well in the first half. And I would let him dictate who I put on him. If he comes out hot in the first half, of course, now you want to put a great defensive player on him. But if he comes out cold, you can pretty much save that guy and put somebody else on him and use the other guy for help against LeBron or some of these other guys.
You know, I think a lot of people forget about the defense that Cephalosha played on Manu Ginobili in the Western Conference Finals. He's going to be, I think, their defensive go-to guy on whoever's hot, be that, you know, probably more than likely going to be LeBron James, at least for the first three quarters, that is. And I think Seth Alosha could guard him. You know,
well,
the man
who
is kind of all over the place kind of guy.
Who'd you put on Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade, you know what? The way he started out the games, he's not going to be able to be too physical, or whatever. So if he's not, then I would put, you know, a host of people. James Harden, maybe. Russell Westbrook. You know, I think you need anyone that can really guard him, because you've got Serge Ibaka right there in the middle of the lane. He can go out there and guard Bosch if he gets hot, or stay in the middle so he can try to alter some of those shots that Dwayne Wade and LeBron James try to take down the middle.
That's what I said earlier. I pretty much let Dwayne Wade dictate who I put on him. Like I said, if he comes out cold, then you can probably ignore him the first half. But if he comes out the Dwayne Wade we saw a couple of years ago against the Mavericks, then I think Oklahoma's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be in trouble. What about the coaches? That's a matchup a lot of people don't talk about. You got Eric Spoelstra, his second time in the NBA Finals, and then, of course, Scott Brooks. He did it as a player, winning a title, and now he gets a chance to be a coach in the NBA Finals now.
Well, first, I have to give Scott Brooks a lot of credit for what he's done with this team. And even in the San Diego playoff, he made adjustments after going down 2-0. They came back, well, the next four games in a row. But they made the adjustment to play San Antonio ball. And on the other hand, we saw Eric Spoelstra make the adjustments in that Boston series. They were also down they were up two games and lost two in a row. But they had to make adjustments, too. So I give credit to both coaches. Which one better, I cannot tell you. I know they both have big jobs to fill, different personnel. I'm going to go with Scott Brooks.
What about the bench for both of these teams? We know James Harden, of course, gives them a pretty unfair advantage for the Oklahoma City Thunder, him being the sixth man of the year who can still go for 30 and not start. But the bench for both of these teams, we know Miami's limited, but they're going to have somebody step up. And if that somebody steps up, who do you think it's going to be?
And to me, that's the biggest difference in the game is the bench. I think Oklahoma City has one of the best bench. Their second five can probably beat a lot of starting fives. But somebody from Miami is going to step up. We saw Betty step up last game. James Jones is going to do better. And Mike Miller is going to hit knockdowns and threes. If these guys don't contribute at least 12 to 15 points, then Miami is going to be in for a long night.
Late-breaking news, of course, is since we're here on location, do look for Chris Bosh to get the start tonight. You saw him play a lot more minutes and Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals, but tonight I believe he's going to get the start. No surprises there for me. I thought he would start all along.
And why wouldn't you start Chris Bosh? He seems to have got his rhythm back. I mean, this is a playoff. If you're hurt, you just have to play hurt.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes, right?
That's right.
Before we sign off again, I want to remind you guys, you can follow us on the web at www.rfsportsradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RFSportsRadio. I want to send a special thank you to all of our affiliates out there, from Icebreaker Radio to the Sports Chronicles, sportschronline.com, and also Deep End Media as well. So we thank you guys for rebroadcasting our show and showing us a lot of love. This is a big moment for us being here at the finals again. Our second of many finals to come, Roy. So you look around, you see the enormity of something like this. What do you think?
This is huge right now. And from what you just told me, all the people are going to be watching, this is probably up there with World Cup soccer. This is huge. And, you know, next year it'll probably be even bigger, because my understanding is that the NBA is going to expand to Europe. So London will probably be our first city to start in. But this is huge. And if it goes global, it's going to be really, really big.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that. Before we go, we got, of course, give our picks. We're getting ready to watch Game 1. First NBA Finals game ever in Oklahoma City. First game for the Thunder. Thunder, of course, a lot of people like them. The Miami Heat, of course, individually have a lot of good individual talent on their team. So I will let you go ahead and make your pick first, Royce. Who wins? And
are we picking for the series, or are we picking tonight? It'd be hard for me to pick the series. I'm holding reservation on the series until the first two games. But tonight, I think it belongs to Oklahoma City. They got the sixth man, not only James Harden, but they also had the crowd behind him, and I think that's going to be the difference in the game tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm going to roll with Oklahoma City for the night's game, too. I'm actually going to step out on a limb and say the Thunder win this series 4-2. So I know this is recorded. I know everyone can hear it. So that's
I can't take it back, right?
No.
Okay. Good deal. Who are you picking? Oklahoma City tonight?
I got Oklahoma City tonight and Oklahoma City 4-2 in the total series. So.
I'm going to go even farther. This series, do they score 100 points tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to take 100 to win. Any team that wants a chance to win is going to take 100 points.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'll agree with that.
No doubt about it. But we thank everyone for tuning in for our special podcast live before Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Make sure you check us out tomorrow when we'll do a wrap-up and then another quick show on Thursday at 7 p.m. for another preview for Game 2. For myself and for Royce Fisher as well, RF Sports Radio, we thank you guys for listening and downloading our show, and we will talk to you guys soon. Until then, make sure you keep downloading Sports Talk from a Fan's Perspective when you want it.